When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
Log Talk Radio.
Hello, music lovers. Welcome to the VRO, Variety Radio Online, dedicated to bringing news and interviews from the world of entertainment. I'm Shelley, today's resident stalker, and I have a special treat for you today, this time from way down south, southern rock band from Houston, A Thousand Colors is joining us live from Texas. Hi, Kenyon, this is Shelley.
Hey, Shelley, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all.
Good. All right. Well, then we'll go through this and let you tell us about all the guys in the band.
Wonderful.
So we'll just go ahead and jump right in.
Okay.
All right. Just tell me how your time is going. How is it going?
It's going really well. I consider when, you know, things are going good that there's progress being made. And we have all kinds of things in the works. And that really, I think, is you know, when you kind of get the ball rolling, everything else around it kind of, when things are going good, it kind of, it snowballs a bit. And I think that's where we're at. And it's good to, that everybody's heads are in the same space.
That's fantastic. It sounds exciting. I have a lot of little tidbits of what's coming up to share during our few minutes here. So we'll go ahead and kind of get started. Why don't you, since the guys aren't here, introduce them for me and tell me what they do and give a little detail that they probably wouldn't want you to be sharing on the radio.
Well, I can do plenty of that and more.
Okay, well, let's start with
you. I'm Kenyon White, and I sing and play guitar. And there's Paul Pelk. He also sings, plays guitar as well. And then we have Rick Graham. He sings, and he plays bass. And Joe Douglas, he is our percussionist extraordinaire and kind of the Thor thumb of the group. And then we have a fantastic individual who's somewhat of a mystery guest in the band sometimes because he's just spread out all over. His name is Amos Rivera, and he plays keys. And he also sings when, you know, the stars align. But we kind of a motley bit of a crew, I guess. You know, Paul Pelk, he is, let's say, the he's the southern gentleman. He really he has a way with words and conversation that I envy in a way. You know, he's very easy to talk to. You got Rick, who's man, he is all over the place. I mean, he does photography, he does video editing, he shoots videos, and on top of being a fantastic musician, and he races a Mustang. So, you know, who would have thought that he was a, you know, I don't know if he's aiming for NASCAR, but he kicks the hell out of the streets around here. And Doug, well, there's not much you can say about Doug other than it's just Doug and he plays drums. I just don't know what to do with that one. And I can't go much further without, you know, myself. I'm kind of the rascal of the bunch, I guess. If anybody causes trouble, it's most likely me.
All right. So keep it down in the back row. Well, I'm happy to have you here tonight. I wish the guys could have joined us, but we'll have fun without them. But the very first thing I have to ask, and if it's not the first thing everybody asks, it should be, why do you spell colors with the O-U? Oh, it's been driving me nuts because my spell check keeps correcting when I spelled the band name. So it's A Thousand, C-O-L-O-U-R-S. What the hell?
Well, you know, I honestly really wish I had this fantastic story about that. It's actually a lot more simple. When we didn't really have a name, we wrote a bunch of songs, and I knew our manager previously from another band, and when I showed him the material, he's a Scottish chap, quite lovely, you know, bit of a redhead, and it was actually his idea, and he came at it, and we could not shake it off. We had lists and emails and blogs of every name we could think of, and that was just the one that was the best. There's really no mystery or magic behind it.
Well, and you make know, it makes it easy to remember.
What's that?
It does make the band the name easy to remember because you have to learn how to spell it, you know.
Well, good. You know, I think art should be a bit challenging in a way.
Yes, I agree.
I can't say much for, you know, there's been some crazy band names along the way. We're probably not the furthest out there, but adding that U in there, that little U, just gives us an extra edge.
Okay, I'll take that. Well, that's how you came by your name. How did you come across each other? How did you guys form the band from all of the, as you call them, motley bands that you guys had going on out there?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've said this before, you know, when you do what you love, you kind of, you run into people on the same path. And I personally, all the guys in the band have been in older bands where we would play shows together and tour with each other. Well, several of the guys. And then through them, you know, you meet more people and more people. And you develop these relationships. And we, even though we were all separate bands, we kept in touch. And these guys are really like they're my best friends. We spent all our time together. It's a little different now that we're getting older. You know, we have other responsibilities, you know, family and such. But we met in previous bands. And when I got out of my last band, I knew exactly what I wanted to do and who I wanted to do it with. And I called these guys up and made it happen. And I wasn't going to take no for an answer either. So it was actually pretty simple.
That was a really good decision on your part. I got a chance to listen to a few of the songs on your website, 1000colors.com, and
yes.
I really fell in love with the sound.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. I actually took a listen to some stuff before I chose which interviews I wanted to take, and so this was definitely one of them.
Tell us
how you guys go about collaborating and songwriting. Do you have a process, or do you just sit and jam and see what happens?
Well, you know, both. My personal favorite is when we're in the jam room and we're making noise and something comes out of it. It's like a birth, you know. Something takes form. Happens every time, and that's kind of, while we're in a little bit of a pickle, we have so much material, we don't at sometimes know what to do with it. And you bring out the iPhone when something sounds really good and you get it somewhere you like, kind of, voice memo it or whatever you can just to remember. And others, like I do a lot of the writing where I try to kind of zone out the rest of the world and I put some things together and I bring it to the table, and Paul does that as well. And even Rick has been writing some ideas. I mean, everybody in this band, Doug will come in with a drum beat and we apply it on that. But there's really if there's a way to do it, a set way, it's just to everybody all hands on deck and see what happens. You have to, you know, kind of just be excited and open to the unknown, I guess.
Okay. So there's really
the
no formula. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
There's no real formula to it.
No.
It kind of happens.
No.
I don't think art can be formulaic. So
it can't in some ways, and I think that's maybe a lot of the reason why some parts of the music industry are in trouble the way they are, because they kind of applied a formula, and music got just a lot less mysterious and not as exciting as it used to be in a way. Maybe that's not the case now. I don't know. I haven't been really plugged into everything that's been going on lately. But you know,
that's why I said art and not the music industry, because the music industry does still, in my opinion, seem to be very formulaic. Things haven't changed a lot. And you're seeing a resurgence of bands who I think, you know, you would consider formulaic.
Right.
And so I think it's a cycle. But we get into a mix now where people are appreciating art again from a lot of people. So.
Right.
I think you guys are in a good place.
Thank you. I tend to enjoy the stuff where you just know somebody really means it, whether it's even that much of an amazing performance or not. When you can tell they really mean it, and they're not so much worried about your opinion, there's an energy in that that I find really appealing.
Can you run me through a quick list of your musical influences, kind of as a band? You know, if you can think of some who have influenced you might be more than others, because I hear a little bit of, I don't know, some Elton John in there. I'm hearing just a lot of different classics, but then also some newer sounds as well.
Yeah, you know, that's, well, for example, on the way over to my studio today, I was listening to Explosions in the Sky. I mean, I think those guys are just phenomenal musicians. Mogwai. Back to the classics, I love Tom Petty. I thought the Traveling Wilburys with, like, you know, just all those greats in one band was something special. I mean, you got to check off the Beatles. You got to check off a lot of things. My father was a big influence on me. He was a singer-songwriter, more of a on the folky side. So, and the band I was in last, and a couple of the other guys, their bands, we were a lot heavier, harder rock, you know. I mean, we love the Deftones. We love artists that, you know, if it's a good song. I mean, geez, I was watching the Super Bowl, and Beyonce was just, you know, top of the line. I mean, that woman's on the top of the musical world, and she did a killer performance. And I was kind of at awe that, you know, how beautiful it was that she was just owning that stage, the songs, the ultimate package, you know? So, influence wise, when I see somebody just killing it, you know, that's influence to me. And Paul, actually, he's one of those guys. I super respect him, because no matter who we play with, you will see him purely focused on everybody's set. You know, he really digs in and listens and pays attention. I have a little bit more trouble with that. I'm kind of scatterbrained. I'll, you know, shuffle around the crowd and whatnot. But influence-wise, I think we all pull from whatever's around us. And, geez, I feel like I'm kind of babbling on here.
No, you're fine. That's, you know, it's a very interesting mix, and the sound comes together very nicely. So. And speaking of the sound, you guys have a 5-song EP that's rumbling around on your website right now, ready for the world. We can listen to it on the website, but when can we buy it? And when and where can we see you guys live?
We are trying to build a fire in our hometown, meaning, you know, it used to be kind of a thing where we jump in a van. And I've toured, you know, the States and whatnot, and really try to tackle on too much at once. And so to see us live at this point, it's more guerrilla warfare. We're popping up, playing shows, giving people last minute notice around our town, trying to keep it interesting. And music wise with the EP, we have it available to stream, you know, like SoundCloud, and you can check it out on the website. But where I think we're going to release it, I actually just finished all the artwork, and it shouldn't be long now. We haven't set a clear date, and that's partly that's actually partly my fault, but we have a lot, there's so much going on. We're essentially an independent band, you know, so.
Right. Yeah.
Really, we don't have like board meetings and like, well, by the 14th, we're going to do this. But even though we should, you know, this is our business, this is our livelihood. I want the EP to be available in 2 weeks, where really for kind of a donation thing or free. You know, if you want it, just give us your email address so we can keep in touch with you or not. Or, you know, if you feel like something you want to pay for, throw us a bone or two. But because we have so much coming down the pipeline, I just want people to have the music. I want to get acquainted with people. I want people to know who we are. So money-wise, don't worry about
fantastic
that. Just look for it in a couple weeks.
Well, and go to the website and start streaming some of those songs, because I can't praise enough. My favorite, actually, I think, is Amends. But Come Around is another one. I actually sat listening to them in my office this afternoon. I'm like, you know, I'm going to check out for a while. And because we had set up to meet a couple of weeks ago, and I was full court press with the music then. I'm like, I'm just going to catch up again. And I did. I sat and listened to all five songs. So it was really great. And I encourage everyone to head out to 1000colors.com to listen. You guys have a Reverb Nation site as well, but it only has two older songs, I believe.
That's correct.
So, yeah, head out to us.
Well, I got
colors.
Something building up. I like I said, I just finished the artwork, and everything's gonna be available in a couple of weeks. Very easy to find, very beautiful, you know, stuff to look at. Brand new photos. We got a whole bunch of stuff coming, video. So we're gonna keep it interesting for you. And I really appreciate you listening to the songs. You know, we put a lot into that,
and you can tell
it means a lot.
You can
tell. Yeah, it means a lot that you listen and you could hear what we were aiming for.
Of course. But, you know, thank you for joining us on the
thank
VRO.
You.
I do want to let our listeners know all of the great places we can check you out. So as I've been saying, 1000colors.com, spell colors right, C-O-L-O-U-R-S.
Yeah,
and then you can check it out on Facebook. And you guys are also on Twitter.
Yes.
At A1000colours, A1000colours.
Yes.
So, you know, anything else that you want to share with our listeners? This has been, it's been a short time together, but I think we've gotten a lot of really great information. You can check out our website later for the broadcast of our time together, with also the links to the website, the Twitter site, I'm sorry, the Twitter handle and the Facebook site.
Wonderful.
So, and plus, I want you to let Doug know that I'm upset that he hung up on me.
Well, it was his birthday yesterday, and not going to lie, we kind of gave it to him at night, you know, so I'm sure he wasn't fully functioning when he tried to make the phone call.
But we will have to have a listening party when your EP is up, ready for us to download and stuff. We'll definitely have a listening party here on the VRO.
I would love that. That would be wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us.
And I'll go
Absolutely.
Ahead and do a bit of an outro here, and then we'll wrap things up. This is Shelley checking out. But you can check us out next time for interviews and blogcasts from our favorite musicians, actors, films, and TV shows here at the VRO Variety Radio Online. This has been Shelley and Kenyon from 1000colours. Check you later.
Bye.
When you don't go to geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.